It's John Holmberg here, shilling away for the people I sleep with at Tuft and Needle. Oh, my goodness. I went over to the Tuft and Needle store on Scottsdale and Thomas and laid down on their brand new hybrid mattress. Now, I've got the Mint mattress at my house, and I sleep like a baby that doesn't cry, and obviously a very sleepy baby, but a baby nonetheless, just deep, super sleep. I wake up so rested. Got on the hybrid, and I said, okay, next level of comfort. I bought the hybrid immediately. It's a perfect combination of the coils and the foam that Tuft & Needle has kind of reinvented. This mattress is amazing. Then I got the adjustable bed frame under me, and I'm like, okay, I want this too. I'm redoing the whole bedroom because all their new stuff is so amazing. Not to say their old stuff isn't equally as amazing. Plus, I got the pillows, the sheets, this thing called the pouch, which is a reinvention of the beanbag. You got to go down there and check all this stuff out. Go over to Tuft & Needle, Scottsdale and Thomas Roads, or in Gilbert at Gilbert Heritage Marketplace, and sleep with me at Tuft & Needle. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Monday. It is 5:45. It's the morning sickness, and my name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and off we go for another glorious day here in foggy Phoenix Town. A little weird out there this morning. Brought a little taste of Pittsburgh along with all those people that showed up, evidently.
I'd like to welcome half the town of Pittsburgh.
No kidding.
Staying a couple extra days.
They are coming in from every western state, though.
Yeah, like Idaho.
Steeler Nation from Idaho.
Yeah, I saw those
Utah.
Signs. Yeah, they were everywhere.
Delegates.
All of a sudden, the whole town's, talking all weird and everything's going up. You're going over to the Harolds for the weekend.
No Yangling?
Got Yangling? You brought in Yangling? You go to Orange City? Anyway, we'll be downtown.
It's like, oh my God, you're all from somewhere else. It was pretty great. So that was going on. And yeah, everything. The Heralds up there at Cave Creek Corral had a party Saturday that I was told I was, you know, going to head up there about 4. I did a thing with the guys from WDVE. Randy Bauman does a morning show there, and he did a podcast that I was in on with Frank Caliendo, and we're all sitting there together, and he had to go out there. And I said, I'm probably going to head up, Randy, about 4. Started at 2, and I said, I'll see you. And he said, we talk for a little bit, leaves. I got a text from Lisa, who works here, and she's from Pittsburgh, and says, don't come. I'm like, why? And she goes, it's an hour to stand outside to get into this thing. Just thousands of people up at Harold's. And I'm like, this wouldn't happen if you threw a Cardinals party. This is unbelievable.
It was a little sad,
I
have to
say. It was pathetic. I felt that's the big reason I don't go to the stadium is because I end up – it's like walking through the pound. I feel terrible. I get in there and I'm like, this isn't how it's supposed to look. I've got videos and pictures from friends who went to the game, and I'm like, guys, that's
enough.
Just let it be empty. Let it be empty.
No fights broke out?
No, there weren't enough. I mean, my dad said it was probably 85, 80, 20. He went as a guest of a company. A client took him to Suites, and he said it's at least 80, 20, and it's a real quiet 20. And it's the towels were everywhere.
You could notice for sure.
Just leave it empty. I'd rather Steeler fans just left, like, you know, opposing fans just don't go. It's bad. It looked horrible. It makes you feel bad. It makes you feel bad for the Cardinals and everything else. And I got into an argument with a guy Saturday who I don't know very well. He's a friend of another friend. He goes, it's because people like you don't have any loyalty to where you live. And I'm like, now, hold on a second. Are you going to the game? Well, no. Well, then shut up, because you guys are the ones who have the tickets all year long. There's a reason it's filled with Steeler fans, is because you guys will sell it to anybody. Your loyalty is to money. Well, people can't afford it. I'm like, well, then I don't want to hear it, because it doesn't happen many other places. The Los Angeles Chargers have this problem. Just who cares? They're in a city they've been in for 2 years, and nobody wanted them in the first place. And we've got that problem. Arizona's got that problem. It has nothing to do with people, you know, not jumping ship. There should be plenty of Cardinal fans.
Well,
they don't care. You guys have no passion.
It was a little surprising because there is a bigger following for the Cardinals.
It's
at least
bigger,
the past.
But their record is so awful.
Their three wins last year.
It's just amazing how
quickly. Well, I'll tell you exactly why. Steve Keim's ruined the team over the last 4 years, and the fans are not going to tolerate it. I don't blame them. I don't blame them for not going anymore. The general manager and the ownership have done so much damage over the past couple of years, and now that they're bad this year and they've got a rookie quarterback, I'm like, we'll wait and see.
Yeah, you could be excited about Kyler Murray. That doesn't mean you're going to go to the game when they're
right. They're still getting beat up. And team, yeah. You're 3 wins last year. You get the number one pick. You're looking at 3 to 4 or 5 tops wins this year. You can sit and say competitive all day, but the team's not good at all. And it's just
– you'd rather sell your ticket to get the money back.
Right. I don't blame you. But that's where you can't get mad at other people and their loyalty issues if you guys are only going to go if the team's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so, we barked back and forth at each other for the, Saturday after. I'm like, I'm not mad at you for thinking that the fans should be more passionate, because I think that's what you're really upset about. Why aren't Cardinal fans more adamant about showing up at the stadium?
And it is funny, because I thought by this time, they've been in this town so long that there would have been a generation of Cardinals fans that, I don't know. I didn't think it would last this long the way.
Well, it's a consistency of winning. And it's a consistency of culture, and they don't have one at all. They don't have a culture. They have a sometimes we spike and we have a couple
of
good years.
A lot of teams don't have that, though.
I know.
It's tough.
And a lot of teams have this problem that, and the Steelers travel. As a Steelers fan, I watch them go into like Houston, which is weird, and fill that stadium, too. But I don't think they've got it as bad as the Cardinals, but they do definitely.
You watch the Lions on things. What do the Lions have to be excited about? Lions fans?
No idea.
And on Thanksgiving.
The tradition of Thanksgiving.
But I think that's more packed. Thanksgiving. Yeah. I think that's got to be a Thanksgiving.
But, it seems like it's still just Lions fans in there. Like, I watch a decent amount of Lions games because of the Bears.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's still a lot of Lions fans.
They've got a heritage that's Detroit strong, I guess. They've been there the whole time.
Jacksonville doesn't get a lot of people in their place.
There's an identity. Yeah, Jacksonville's got that problem, too. They're kind of a forgotten team. But, I look at Atlanta, and people just stopped going. That's basically all that is.
But it didn't seem like it fills up with the other teams.
It does a little,
fans.
But not like this. This was insane. What was going on yesterday was heartbreaking in a way. It's like, man, this is like a hostile takeover. Yeah, this is like a home invasion. Yeah, but and to get mad at other fans of other teams because you all moved here from someone else and you won't get we don't get on the Cardinals bandwagon. It doesn't look that much fun. I'll be honest with you. You fans haven't made it look that much fun. What I was looking at yesterday, the tailgate was massive yesterday, and people are taking pictures of themselves. And I'm like, it's just a sea of black and gold. And I'm like, God. I remember when I used to go to the Sun Devils games and that I tried real hard. I tried real hard to be supportive because it was before DirecTV. Still a Steeler fan at heart, but I couldn't watch the games. Well, 2 years I had season tickets at the Cardinals games, and the Cardinals organization back then treated the fans like garbage. If you bought season tickets, it was guaranteed they were going to try to upsell you or take your tickets away, which I've never heard. They took my tickets away. I had good seats. One year I had tickets, and they said, your tickets are now only available in this section.
If you want to stay in this range, you have to pony up.
Otherwise, it practically doubled, and at the time I didn't have any money. And I'm buying those tickets. If you want to move, and they were moving me like up way in the corner. And I'm like, well, I'd rather stay where I am. I'm like,
so they were basically just raising season ticket prices
and moving you.
But they gave you the option of
The option to buy mine at the new rate.
At the new rate.
I didn't get an option to like, hey, thanks for last year. It's basically
colleges do the same thing. They do the ticket licensing. They say you've had these tickets for 40 years, and they're good seats. And they say, well, if you want to maintain the seat, you need to have 80 points. How much is that? Well, that would be a check for $20,000.
Right. And wouldn't you think, though, that when you're trying to build a fan base, and this is why I think the things like yesterday happened, because a lot of people in the 90s got burned by this team, me included, is that when you're trying to build a fan base, that first year season ticket buyer is the most important one to hook on. And after 1 year, my experience with the team was, hey, sorry, you're really good seats. We're getting rid of those unless you pay an astronomical fee to us. And we got you in, and now if you don't pay it, you're out. Here's your section. And I looked at it, I'm like, my God. And that was what they offered me at last year's price.
Didn't Atlanta do something cool when that stadium opened? Didn't they do something like dollar beers?
Yeah, they treat the fans.
I remember hearing something about like.
Yeah, I got hammered.
You would think as an organization, especially – when they first moved to Phoenix and all that, you're right that they would do
the first
anything
thing
above
heard,
and beyond. They would go above and beyond.
They didn't. They went the opposite. They went, how much can we grab? And that was the old regime.
I heard that the first season, those tickets were one of the higher priced NFL franchise. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, they didn't have the licensed seating until late, and that was just a section because they had a fight with ASU, and that stadium was not – that was a bad idea all the way through. But, yeah, so, I mean, I think they did. They've the reason it's taken – you know, they're here for 30 years now. The reason it's the first 20 were so bad is because the old organ – I mean, they've really only been building this thing since the new stadium. Back in the 90s and stuff, the Jake Plummer thing was basically an ASU extension with Pat Tillman. After that, I mean, the fans got treated to like nothing. I went to those old games at ASU and Cowboys fans, I mean, they would hang banners. I mean, it was every week was the other team's.
That was the home team before
and
the Cardinals.
It was the only sellout they had all year. It was a guaranteed sellout. The Cowboys packed Sun Devil Stadium, and it was insane. Insane. And the Steelers came every 4 years. But they had the or three at the time. They had, you know, same similar. But I think the Cowboys did more damage. That was ridiculous. And the experience was garbage. So they're still digging out from under that. And it's been 10 years with the new stadium. But yesterday was one of the worst I've seen.
They had some great momentum with Kurt Warner and then the Bruce Arians.
The new stadium. Once they got that new stadium,
because I went to some games, I'm like, wow, this is impressive.
Yep.
And then it's just all been destroyed.
Yeah, it's been destroyed.
Last few years.
it's been drafted out of them. So, yeah, yesterday was embarrassing. Flat out embarrassing. I'm not even a fan of the Cardinals. And I was like, man, that's terrible. I don't like seeing that. But what are you going to do? If the fans don't care enough, then it's going to fill up with somebody when teams like the Steelers or Cowboys or heritage teams like the Packers come rolling through. The Bears fill it. So... Cardinal fans, that went to that. Protect the nest thing is a nice phrase, but nobody's actually doing it.
Yeah, they need to just stop saying
that's
that.
Because the nest has been destroyed, folks. There's yellow tape around the nest. It has been broken into and
protect
robbed.
Your property.
Yeah, do not protect it. There's nobody protecting that nest anymore.
They even tried doing the ticket sale thing where they would only sell to
you can't have individual
just one
tickets.
You have to buy multiple games.
But they would give you tickets they knew what they weren't going to do well with. So it's like, oh, you want to go see your Packers, eh? All right. You'll also be seeing the Browns and the Jaguars this year for top dollar. It's like, well, forget it. I'll scalp them off of one of your fans because there's plenty of them that'll take my money. The nest protection. The slogan should be like, hey, we get it. That should just be what, hey, Cardinals, we get it.
Let's build the nest back up.
Yeah, the nest is look who screwed up our nest, stupid fans. But yeah, so that argument I got into Saturday was laughable because I hear that all the time. People email me and go, "What did you?" Because I'm a Cub fan, I'm a Steeler fan because I grew up bouncing all over the country. I have my loyalty started young and stayed there, and I love the Suns because I didn't like basketball until I moved here. So I glommed onto the Suns. I think it's great. I like the Coyotes because I didn't have a hockey team when I got here. So there is loyalty to it.
And there is a lot of people that come from a fringe market team and they move to a place that's a heritage town, like San Francisco or something. All next thing you know, they're Giants fans.
Well, I always
ask. It takes 3 or 4 years.
But that's not a fan of anything. I asked the guy Saturday when he's like, well, you're going to be loyal to this. I'm like, all right, so you're a huge Cardinal fan.
Yeah, huge.
I'm like, all right. He's got a tattoo and everything. I'm like, your job transfers you to San Francisco. You a Niners fan now?
No.
I'm like, well, then you're arguing with me about the same thing.
Yeah, but you were a kid.
I'm like, so? It was deep ingrained in me. You can't help it. Brady, all of a sudden, you're not an ASU fan just because it's right down the road.
Yeah.
That's why I thought the Cardinals would have, because they've been here long enough to where a generation has grown up with them.
You'd think so. Yeah, I mean, that's what the Diamondbacks did when they were so brilliant out of the gate, saying, if we don't win now, the young kids of the late 90s will not become Diamondbacks fans 20 years from now. And they did. Colangelo did everything he was supposed to do initially to get team people and young people excited about that team. The kids that had no team yet had a world champion in 3 years and a really competitive team years 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Yeah.
So, and then they kind of, baseball has that fall off.
Look, we built a big house here. We need to fill this.
Yeah, and they did the right thing.
They've definitely embraced the children.
Boy, have they ever.
The playground.
I don't know. I look at the Cardinals and I just shake my head. I feel bad for them. And I don't think you want that Cardinal fan. I don't think you want the pity. That's awful. But, yeah, so.
The announcers kept mentioning it, too, and it was.
Yeah.
It was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
You can I'm going to wreck it. James Lofton sounds just like John C. Reilly to me. That's all I hear.
I got a
lot of Steeler fans out here. I'm going to wreck it.
Thanks, Lofton. You sound crazy.
Let's wreck it.
All right. James Lofton with his let's wreck it moment.
I'm going to wreck it.
That's who that was?
Yeah.
I couldn't even. Every they time, had like the now, D team on that.
All I hear is James Lofton is John C. Reilly. I picture him up there. That's it. His just Wreck-It Ralph is in the booth with whoever the other guy is. Yeah.
I had no idea. I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
He's called a couple. He's getting more and more games. But, yeah, the Cardinals Steelers this year when the national game. And I don't say this too often either. The Patriots got screwed yesterday, like a lot. And, that, you know, Robert Kraft
tried. Hey, they were out of challenges at the end. That's their own fault.
Oh, man. See, and that's the whole point of that.
Screw them.
The whole point of football saying, hey, we want to get it right.
Don't waste your challenge
flags. Unless you don't have any challenges. But he had to on that one play because they called that one wrong, too. Well, if it wasn't for that,
he didn't have to do anything.
Well, because they called a fumble, but he's like, look, that's a touchdown. You guys, clearly, this is moving the other way. So, like, well, Bill, sorry about that. It's technically a lost, even though he was right. He's like, it's technically lost because we blew that, too. Oh. Not only did we blow the call, we blew the whistle. I'm fine with the Patriots.
Poor Patriots.
I don't say it too often, but I'll say I'm with you that I'm glad it was them. And they deserve it after Robert Kraft's trick with the equipment. That had Robert Kraft written all over. If you don't know, the Kansas City Chiefs, 35 players didn't have their equipment because somehow or another that box went to New Jersey.
Oops.
2 hours before the game. And if it doesn't show up within a certain amount of time before the game, the other team has to forfeit. I didn't know that. And that was probably the best way the Patriots had to beat the Chiefs the way they're playing right now.
Oh, it could have been the first time ever.
First time ever. And CBS would have lost their minds. Their national game is a forfeit like a little league because six kids didn't show up. It was a joke. But, yeah, so I don't say it too often. Not that I'm saying I'm unhappy about it, but the Patriots got robbed yesterday. And anybody who keeps arguing that replays made it better or replays gotten the calls right is wrong. There's as many, if not more, missed goofy calls with replay than there were without it. It's terrible. That was a mess yesterday, an absolute mess, and it affects a lot. But oh well, hey Patriots, oh well, you've benefited a few times. Tuck Rule from
still got a pretty good advantage in that category.
Yeah, you're up on that. But yesterday was just an egregious nightmare. One after another, you're like, Jesus, I'm watching the Patriots get robbed, and I'm kind of like, oof, this is bad for the game. I'm like, wait a minute. It's great for the game. It's great the Patriots are getting kicked in the nuts, but horrible. Just a mess. So, sorry, Patriot fan. We all saw it, but know this. As we saw it, recognized 100% across the board, you were screwed. We all laughed. There wasn't one of us not laughing at the idea. It was like, wow, that is just blatant robbery.
Here's
of a
what I'm saying.
Team.
It all evens out in the end. Oh, all those games where they didn't have any penalties because they're just so clean.
10 games in a row without a holding call last year.
It's full circle.
Coaching.
Yeah.
No, I'm coaching. Look, I'm not saying it isn't karma. I'm just saying as I looked, I'm like, wow, terrible. Now, the team that doesn't deserve it and keeps having it happen are the Saints. And another one yesterday, too. And that team, I don't know what they did to deserve this. I guess that they weren't sad enough during Katrina to make the NFL like them, but man, did they get robbed a lot. But you watch the Patriots get robbed, and it was so blatant, so obvious and everything else. But no, look, no one was sad about it. No one's going to go to the league offices for you. It basically becomes the mob. Everybody who's not a Patriots fan is looking away going,
I didn't see nothing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, you saw it.
I don't know. I don't see nothing.
You're going to testify?
I don't know when I could testify when I don't see nothing. You don't see something, you can't say something, you know? So I didn't see nothing.
Kraft is saying that's the last time that crew is allowed to officiate.
Yeah, now that'll be the problem is that those guys are going to disappear.
When that DB just tapped the ball away from Edelman and seeing Edelman's face, shock.
Like, we're what? Not getting flags today.
Yeah.
Why are there?
It was a great play. That was a great play. That was a flag there.
Amazing.
It was a boop.
Yep, that was a good defense. But Edelman was looking around like, I always get... If I don't catch it, you guys throw that thing at me, and it usually it's good.
That was so great.
Boop. The yellow is good. That's it. Might as well made that noise because it was like an in television. Felt like it was in television football.
Blink. Diddly dee dee diddly dee dee diddly dee dee dee. Yak 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 yak.
The Chiefs are celebrating.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, it was pretty nice to watch. Look, I'll watch the Patriots have someone go out and literally hit Tom Brady with a truck, and I'll turn and go, "Wow, that's unfortunate." Probably shouldn't happen, but if they don't make a call, I'm happy about it. The end of the game, the Chiefs made a nice defensive play, which hardly ever happens.
turn around like.
And I think the Chiefs players were looking around like, we're getting flagged for that. Edelman didn't catch it. And the guy was behind him like he was close on coverage. No flags. So
That would have been funny. They get flagged for that one, but they didn't get the one before
right,
where
exactly.
It was blatant.
They just attacked a man. Yeah, we had that game up too. That was,
what the?
Football's weird right now, but that was pretty interesting. When their equipment ended up in Jersey, everybody at my house looked at each other and went, Robert Kraft has power way beyond football. There's no way. And also, evidently, the equipment manager for the opposing team usually gets there the night before, I was reading, and gets to unload to make sure everything's
goes
there.
Goes over all the stuff.
But because Gillette Stadium had some sort of high school football championship, the opposing team this week happens to be the Chiefs, one of the you know, important games for the Patriots. Here. And like, we're not, we can't let you because we got this high school thing.
You can get in at midnight.
No, you can't.
Oh,
sorry, we're going to lock them up. And due to like all sorts of rules that we've made up on the fly, you guys can't come in till tomorrow. So, sorry. It's like, all right, so you can't go through your stuff. And like, you have to come in early tomorrow and hang up all the things and realize that we've hidden some of your bags. Because we're assholes who cheat. And they just cheat blatantly.
The last box of equipment came in the back of a powder blue Bentley.
Here right, it is. Right. Just covered in DNA. It's just stuff I found in New Jersey.
Mr. Kraft, I know, it's great, isn't it? I'm hilarious. I hid all your things in New Jersey. You can understand New England, New Jersey. Easy mistake.
We aren't the Orchids.
Little Asian people pop out of the Chiefs boxes.
The logo.
Oh, no, wrong place.
Well, you came to the right place. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, so football was strange yesterday. Cardinal fans, you can't get mad if you don't go to the games. If you did go to the games, you got a little bit of a gripe, but still. There weren't many of you, that's for darn sure.
You can, I mean, you're right. You can get mad at the game. You can't get mad at it being taken over by.
No.
That's just.
Nope. Somebody owns those tickets.
People letting them have the tickets.
Somebody has those tickets. And I'm guessing there's a lot of company. That's what happened to the Suns in the, when I used to do coverage of the Suns and stuff in the late 90s. That lower bowl was all corporate. And I remember sitting at a game when I finally went to a game without having to be part of, you know, the press, basically. And I sat in the lower bowl, and I'm sitting next to these people, and I cheered a dunk. Kevin Johnson and Jason Kidd, for whatever reason, were on the same team because they just made a bad move and got 2 point guards. And they trying to work it, and they finally had a game where each of them had a triple-double, and they're playing great. And there was one play where they're just back and forth, fast break, and then there was a dunk. I don't remember who did it. And I stood up and cheered, and the lady next to me looks at me like, what are you doing? She had her phone in her hands. What are you doing? I'm like, I'm just.
Smooth game.
And I'm like, oh. And I took to talk to her husband. And I'm like, we're from Kansas. We just got these tickets because I'm on a business trip. And like, oh, you guys don't care. And then I looked around and not a soul was paying attention to the game down low. And look what happened to that. That was later. And
their highlights are, you know, basketball is good. But did you see the gorilla slam dunk?
Yeah, that's when the place went bananas. No pun. The gorilla went out there. Oh, my God. All those people from everywhere else were thrilled. So the Suns did it, too. It's just the world of corporate sports. Let's get a wake-up song, shall we? A good one. It's a little bit groggy, foggy morning. It feels like the East. But I'm loving it. This is nice. We only get a couple days like this a year. And you give us the wake-up song. 585-9800 is the number you call us. We'll scream it together. It's 98KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say?
Badass. 98KUPD.